Lecture 5, The First Europeans.
In the last lecture, we described the first human settlement of Asia, the radiation of Homo erectus out of tropical Africa, sometime between 1.8 and 700,000 years ago. In this lecture, we're going to move north. We're going to have a look at Europe and the first settlement of Central and Western Europe, which is thought to have occurred somewhere around 800,000 years ago or so. The date is extremely controversial. First, we're going to describe some very early fossils, which come from Georgia and Israel, which are thought to date between 1.7 and 1.4 million years ago, respectively. One of these sites is controversial, the other one better established. Then we'll discuss the first settlement of Western Europe, the earliest fossils there dating, as I said, to about 800,000 years ago. As part of this process, we'll describe three sites which reveal something of the lifeway of the very earliest Europeans: Boxgrove, Schöningen, and Torralba. Then we'll describe the highly diverse European fossils, which were the ancestors of the Neanderthals, whom we'll describe in Lecture 6, the next lecture. And I'm going to argue that the first Europeans lived a highly flexible and very mobile lifeway. And then finally, we'll discuss the cognitive and linguistic abilities of early Europeans and conclude that they were no match for those of modern humans. The more northerly, temperate latitudes of Europe and Eurasia must have been a more formidable challenge for archaic humans, especially during glacial episodes. These were periods when much of northern Europe was mantled with huge ice sheets, and enormous glaciers and ice sheets surrounded the Alps and Pyrenees mountains between France and Spain. Nevertheless, the first Europeans, Homo erectus, ranged widely in search of food and sometimes travelled quite far north. But exactly when they first arrived is a matter of debate. As far as we know, and I stress, as far as we know, things could literally change overnight with a new discovery. No Homo habilis populations arrived in Europe and moved out of Africa before 2 million years ago. The first humans to enter Europe appear to have been Homo erectus. What then is the first evidence for human settlement? One site comes from Georgia. Georgia in Eurasia, not Georgia in the United States. From a location called the Muncie, where fragments of male and female skulls of what appears to be Homo erectus have been found with crude choppers and stone flakes. The skull fragments came from river deposits, dated by argon isotopes and by paleomagnetism, and again I refer you to the guide for details on dating methods, to somewhere around 1.7 million years ago. This is very early. The dates are somewhat controversial, and the context of the finds is somewhat of a matter of debate. But it is possible that there were humans as far north as Georgia and Eurasia as early as 1.7 million. In other words, they got pretty far north after humans first radiated out of Africa. These first Eurasians appear to predate the first Western Europeans by at least half a million years. Personally, I'm a little suspicious of the Muncie finds. I have a suspicion they may turn out to be somewhat later, but I would be glad to be proved wrong. There's another find of great interest, which is very early, this time from Ubadia in Israel. Here, some stone tools and very fragmentary human remains date to about 1.4 million years ago.